again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 213 in a series of 260 chapters dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen here in the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. We follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons, so we call the series simply Where Fitz Left Off. The Sex Life of an Oak Leaf, How to Ban and Control Honeybees and Chickens, and a decision to ban preaching on the streets of Hendersonville. All these matters were on the agendas of past city council meetings. It fell to me to occasionally cover city council meetings, and when I did, I always could find some amusement in the discussions between council members. Back when Melvin S. Hatch served on the council, he and fellow Councilman Tom Clark were discussing during the council meeting how dry the weather had been. I believe it was Hatch who observed that the dry weather was even beginning to affect the ribbing of the leaves on certain trees. And one of them observed, when the weather gets really dry, it affects the sex life of the trees. Well, hardly wet behind the ears with much to learn, I sat quietly, choking back snickers. I'd never realized that trees had sex lives. And to show you how far back that meeting was, last week, I learned that my friend, the former councilman and owner of an agribusiness on South Main Street, Melvin Spofford Hatch, was not only alive, but sharp as a tack and 97 years old, living at Deerfield. Well, it was a totally different city council in 1970 that had a lengthy discussion of the birds and the bees. Chief Bill Powers had received complaints of somebody keeping a beehive on Fifth Avenue West, and he said the complaint alleged that people in the area were allergic to bee stings. Then City Attorney Francis Corner observed, "This bee business is hard to stop." And Commissioner Frank Todd quickly agreed. He said, "The grandfather clause wouldn't stop the bees." Well, when I grew up in Hendersonville, we had all kinds of insects and animals in town, on Jonas Street, in fact. One of us kids had to take the cow to pasture in the bottoms between the creeks every morning and then bring the cow back to Jonas Street at night. The two hogs we raised each year stayed in their pens, which today would be almost in the middle of the Ash Street intersection of Four Seasons Boulevard. But this meeting of City Council I'm referring to, April 10th, 1970, not only brought complaints about bees on Fifth Avenue West, but also chickens running loose in town. Remember, this is 1970. The city attorney observed to the council, quote, "Chickens may run loose at night under present law, but they must be penned up during the day," end quote. Chief Bill Powers chuckled and observed he had never seen a chicken do the right thing in his life. Finally, Mayor Whitmire interrupted this discussion of foul play and called on Mr. Corner to draw up new regulations before the bees and the birds got totally out of hand. Now, those were the days when it was fun to go to a city council meeting. But in October 1973, the council passed an ordinance which took a little of the spice out of Main Street life, especially on Saturdays, when they passed a law making it illegal to preach, exhort, give lectures, or discourse, or even give public demonstrations on the streets without the permission of the chief of police. Frank said that permitted the chief to give approval, and he didn't feel that the ban would infringe on freedom of speech. My cousin, Strawberry Bob King, had passed away about 7 years before the council banned sidewalk preaching. And that was good, because Bob King would never have understood that law. Always with a very full, bushy, and lengthy beard, something like Bush Lauder wears today, Bob King felt personally his own admonition given to him in 2 Timothy. Quote, "Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine." Even as a little boy, I can remember when Bob, his brother Govan, and other members of the Robert Jones King family, grandchildren of Hiram King, would come to town. Bob would peddle his strawberries, and from that was given the name Strawberry Bob. He normally would preach on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Avenue in the courthouse block, but at other times he'd move on north on Main. It was colorful, and it added real character, seeing this man with a flowing beard shouting and preaching and pounding his Bible and warning anyone who would hear of their sinful and wicked ways. But this city council did not react to my cousin Bob. In later years, students from Bob Jones University would fan out into all the small towns within a radius of 50 miles or so from the Greenville campus, and this was part of the school's missionary curricula, street preaching. And by this time, it was not just one. There could be several different speakers in different blocks on Main Street. I didn't disagree with the ordinance drawn up by my friend Frank Corner and passed by City Council, but I guess I missed the color and excitement of seeing Strawberry Bob get out his Bible and begin to preach. I missed the small talk of foul play with chickens running loose and feigned deep concern over how to train bees not to leave their yard, or how dry weather affects the sex life of oak leaves. Just memories of this seventh child of a seventh child. Lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.